In my face that is awesome. Four chains, gone fam. Plus I got kicked, Van Dam.
And you're listening to Power FM 91.3.
Van Dam, take two.
It's all day. The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Economic and governance analyst Kelvin Chisanga describes 2025 as a year of Zambia's active reform mixed with persistent institutional weaknesses. Mongo Municipal Council to take legal action against CDF loan defaulters. An international news, cold wave persists with heavy snowfall expected in high altitude zones in Morocco. And in sports news, Zambia fights back to hold the Mali and AFCON Group A opener.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Economic and governance analyst Kelvin Chisanga described 2025 as a year of Zambia's active reform mixed with persistent institutional weaknesses. Mr. Chisanga stated that despite the government's clear intent to reshape the governance landscape, especially through constitutional and policy reforms aimed at improving representation, public sector efficiency and fiscal discipline, concerns about the rule of law, consistency in enforcement, institutional independence and civic space continue to jeopardize governance outcomes. He further noted that the timing and procedure of significant legal changes, especially during a pre-election period, have sparked discussion, underscoring the necessity for wider consultation and consensus building to bolster legitimacy. Mr. Chisanga also pointed out that while the IMF-backed program advancements improve public financial management, budget discipline and policy credibility, reforms targeting state-owned businesses demonstrated a resolute commitment to resolving long-standing governance inefficiencies that have negatively impacted economic performance.
Zambia's governance policy and legal framework have substantially given a mixed performance in this year, especially that we are quite interested to know with regards to the aspiration that we are putting forward, ensuring that we basically achieve a certain level of economic growth from that perspective. So what we see working out in essence is that there is a need for us to do a proper assessment with regards to the governance conduct, the policy framework and its implementation, and also the legal instrument aspect. And what we see basically working out even from the economic setup is that it's important to look at the key parameter aspect when we're trying to push economic activity that need to be supported with the certain instrument.
The Mongo Municipal Council says it would take legal action against loan beneficiaries who have defaulted on Constituency Development Fund or CDF empowerment loans. Mongo Municipal Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Abigail Fitenge says that since 2022, over 27 million kwacha has been dispersed to 240 beneficiaries in Anikwanda and Mongo Central constituencies. She stated that, however, very few of these beneficiaries have repaid their loans, adding that the council remains committed to recovering public funds. Mr. Tenge stressed that the legal action is not intended to harm businesses, but is a result of beneficiaries failing to meet their repayment obligations. Mr. Tenge added that the council is still open to amicable solutions before proceeding to court and encouraged defaulting beneficiaries to engage the legal department at the Civic Center's new building. She noted that protecting public resources is essential for sustainability of citizen empowerment programs and entrepreneurial development in constituencies.
The Mongo Municipal Council intends to commence legal action against defaulters in order to secure court-ordered recovery. The council has dispersed a total of 27,530,458 kwacha fongwe. That is in loans for both Nalikwanda and Mongo Central constituencies, benefiting 240 beneficiaries. However, from that number, very few have paid back the loans. The local authority will not be discouraged from recovering public funds from defaulters, but please note that the recovery action is not intended to diminish businesses. Instead, it is a direct consequence of the defaulters' non-compliance with their repayment commitments. So despite the intended measures, we remain open to amicable solutions before resorting to legal action.
The Anti-Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association of Zambia has criticized government for weak enforcement of alcohol control laws, warning that widespread sale of alcohol is exposing children and communities to harm. Association Executive Director Evelyn Moloka told Parsim Copperbelt News Bureau within an interview that despite the approval of the National Alcohol Policy and its implementation plan in 2018, alcohol continues to be sold openly on the streets. Ms. Moloka noted that alcohol is easily accessible to minors, with outlets operating near schools and without restrictions on drinking hours. She said underage drinking has become common as children can buy alcohol like any ordinary commodity in many neighborhoods. She further lamented that although the Liquor Licensing Act has been in existence for years, its implementation remains very weak. Ms. Moloka has since called for concerted efforts from government, communities and individuals to strengthen enforcement of alcohol regulations, stressing that protecting children and public health should be treated as a national priority.
And then the government itself, you know that from 2018 we voiced out for the need of the National Alcohol Policy, which was granted in 2018 together with its implementation plan. But up to date, when you look around, you walk around, alcohol is being sold on the streets like ordinary commodity. Children have access to the alcohol. You find a canteen, but just near a school, children are going to school, they easily access alcohol. There's no restriction of drinking hours, even underage drinking. People, because of the alcohol that is readily available on the streets, children are getting drunk anyhow. And when you look at the Liquor Licensing Act, it has been there time from some time. But the Liquor Licensing Act, the National Alcohol Policy, but I think the implementation is very, very weak. As it is now in Zambia, even in the neighborhood, I would wake up today and start selling alcohol. My neighbor has no say over myself alcohol. This is what is worrying us as advocates to say that we need concerted efforts from the government, from us as the individuals and the community at large.
Central Province Principal Public Relations Officer Tobias Spiri has revealed that an estimated 155,600 farmers have successfully redeemed their inputs through the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, accounting for 96% of the total provincial list. Additionally, 99.1% of the 162,711 registered farmers have paid their required contributions, resulting in 161,265 deposits. In a statement, Mr. Piri said Chitambo District has recorded an outstanding 100% performance in both deposits and redemptions, while Serenje and Mukoshi districts have also posted full deposits, with redemptions standing at 99.84% and 98.17% respectively. Other districts have also shown strong progress, with Ngabwe at 98.2%, Shibuyunji at 97.2%, Chesamba 97.9%, Kabwe at 95.4%, Luano and Mumbwa at 94.9%, while Kapirimposhi stands at 94.3%. Mr. Piri says Chibombo District has recorded the lowest redemption rate at 88.5%.
95.63% of farmers on the Farmer Input Support Program in Central Province have redeemed their inputs for the current planting window, accounting for 155,601 farmers. Meanwhile, 99.1% of the 162,711 farmers registered on the program across the province made their deposit, translating to a total of 161,265 deposits. Chitambo District has an impressive 100% deposit and 100% record redemptions, followed by Serenje and Mkoshi, who each have 100% deposits with 99.84% and 98.17%. Ngabwe District stand at 98.2, 97.2 in Shibuyunji District, 97.9 in Chisamba District, 95.4% in Kabwe, 94.9 in Luano District, and Mumbwa District. Kapirimposhi District is at 94.3%, with the least redemptions in Chibombo District at 88.5%.
Meanwhile, authorities have urged farmers who are yet to collect their inputs to quickly do so from accredited agro dealers in order to take advantage of the favorable rainfall. Mr. Piri has since warned farmers against selling the inputs, emphasizing that doing so constitutes a prosecutable offense.
However, farmers who are yet to redeem their inputs are further advised to quickly do so from accredited dealers promptly, so as to plant while we still have good rains, and farmers are warned against selling their redeemed inputs, as this is a prosecutable offense.
In international news, Morocco's General Directorate of Meteorologists